Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a few light showers on radar right now, but some more storms could be on the way. I'll talk about when they arrive and how our weekend forecast looks coming up.
And a community is calling for solutions to gun violence after a four-year-old was shot and killed, leaving them feeling devastated and frustrated. A new drug set for full FDA approval today could help millions who are suffering with Alzheimer's. Why medical experts say this medicine could be a game changer. A lot of news and weather to get to for your Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Thursday as we get things rolling here at 8 o'clock. Now, Anthony Baglione is in the WR Severe Weather Center with a look at some of these showers that have been coming, popping in and out on some of our camera views and things like that. We're just cloudy here in downtown Raleigh behind us. But Anthony, what are you seeing now?
Well, they're kind of just those nuisance showers, we'll call them. Most of these have started to push out, and we're seeing a few light showers still down to the south here. We did have better coverage earlier this morning. The one kind of area that's still in our viewing area at this point is just around the Newton Grove area. And as you head up toward Benson, for instance, you could be seeing a few light spotty showers. A lot of this, though, you can see down to the south and east has pushed out, and we're just going for a pretty quiet start here overall throughout most of our viewing area. There's a look right now at Chapel Hill from Top of the Hill Restaurant. You can see we have a mix of sun and clouds. People are out walking, of course, and enjoying, and it looks like the roads are nice and dry at this point, so no big time issues for us to start your Thursday. We're at 76 in Raleigh, 76 in Durham as well, 70, good morning to you, in Roxborough. Humidity-wise, though, we are still up there, so it's going to feel more uncomfortable than those actual air temperatures. We head into the afternoon, though. We start to introduce, especially, let's say, after about 1 to 2 o'clock or so, some more showers and storms. Scattered coverage. Not everyone will see it, and we're not expecting severe weather. There's 5 o'clock, and we start to lose that once that daytime heating fades here into late this evening. We'll talk about, though, our weekend forecast and the additional warmth on the way here Saturday and Sunday and storm chances, Brian, here in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, it is now 8:02. We're watching what appears to be a police stop of some sort there on 40 westbound at the Lake Wheeler Road interchange on the south side of Raleigh. A reminder, with the flashing lights on the side of the road, move over at least one lane, or in a really congested situation like this, you just need to slow down considerably for the safety of the people there on the side of the road. We're measuring a 2-minute delay right now on 40 westbound from 440 out to US 1, which seems to be improving a little bit here over the past few minutes, but you will run into some brake tapping between the South Saunders Street area out toward Gorman Street. A few other crashes that we are following this morning, including some hit-and-run investigations, one in Raleigh at Pacific at Bland, another over in Zebulon on 264, old 264, near Highway 39. Not seeing any delays with those. I want to take you to downtown Durham. Good news there. We were tracking some earlier delays on the southbound side of 147, leaving the Mangum Street area, heading down toward 55 and Alston Avenue. That live camera shows that everything's moving along well now in both directions and through the rest of Durham. Our major routes are looking good.
All right, Brian, thank you. This morning, we're pushing investigators for more details about the man arrested after a shooting in Durham that left a 4-year-old dead and a 15-year-old fighting for her life. We still don't know his connection to Wednesday's shooting. The shooting happened at a home on North Gurthy Avenue about 1:45 Wednesday afternoon. Police responded to the call of an overdose and found the kids shot. Both of them were rushed to the hospital where the 4-year-old girl died. Police took a man into custody in connection with those shootings. And with this latest shooting, there are now more than 20 young people who have been shot in Durham this year. This is video from some of the scenes. Parents and community organizers tell WREL they're devastated and frustrated and tired of waiting for answers. A city councilman tells us partnerships between government and communities will help curb this disturbing trend.
Imagine if community was an action word. That is what will solve some of these issues that we're dealing with on a daily basis.
And police are asking anyone with information to call the Durham Police Department or Crime Stoppers.
Help could be on the way today for millions of people living with Alzheimer's. For the first time, the FDA may give full approval to a drug that's designed to slow the progression of the disease. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains how it works and the hope it's providing.
That drug is called Leqembi. A clinical trial showed that the drug slowed down cognitive decline by 27% in patients who were in the early stage of Alzheimer's, a disease that's impacting more than 300,000 North Carolinians. Here's how the drug works. It identifies and attacks certain proteins that are in your body when you have Alzheimer's. When it breaks down those proteins, it slows down the disease. If the drug gets approved today, Leqembi would be the first drug that slows the progression of Alzheimer's to get full FDA approval. It's expected to cost around $25,000 a year for treatment. This from the North Carolina Medical Society. Leqembi was fast-tracked for FDA approval back in January. You may have heard of the drug Aduhelm. It's very similar to Leqembi. It slows the progression of Alzheimer's, but that only has conditional FDA approval, and its benefits haven't been fully proven. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Raleigh.
Three people, including a 17-year-old, are facing charges in Rocky Mount after a drive-by shooting that left another 17-year-old hurt. The shooting happened about 7:15 Monday night on Clark Street. The teen who was shot was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. The 17-year-old who was arrested is charged with assault with a deadly weapon. These men, 18-year-old Lloyd Evans and 23-year-old Dewan Dickers, are also facing charges. Evans is charged with resisting, obstructing, or delaying, and Dickers was arrested on a warrant for a stolen firearm. Police seized 9 guns from an apartment on Leggett Road as part of the investigation.
This morning, the State Board of Elections will consider certifying a new voting system for upcoming elections. This is video from a demonstration of the software last week. It's designed to prepare, cast, and count ballots and includes ballot tabulators, marking devices, and election management computers. A certified voting system testing laboratory says the system meets state requirements.
At least 5 people are in the hospital this morning, including 2 children, after being shot at a Florida apartment complex. Police in Fort Lauderdale say a group of people confronted another in the courtyard. That's when shots were fired. It happened last night just before 9 o'clock. Investigators have not made any arrests. And Raleigh City Council is apologizing this morning to African-American citizens for its racist past. Leaders unanimously approved a resolution that authorizes city staff to create and fund programs that promote equality. Raleigh joins other cities like Durham and Asheville that have done something similar. The council did not discuss any reparations.
We're at 8:07 right now on our Thursday, and shark attacks are being reported from New York to Florida, up and down the East Coast. Coming up, experts explain some of the misconceptions when it comes to shark attacks.
Plus, if you're planning a trip out of the country, you'll want to apply for a passport as soon as possible. How long you could wait to receive one.
And it's still going to be a hot day with temperatures near 90 degrees, and that chance is also there for some afternoon showers and storms. We'll talk about the future cast timing, the latest models on that, and how the weekend looks coming up right after the break.
Welcome back on your Thursday morning. Coming up on 8:11, you are looking live at Chapel Hill. Couple clouds in the sky there. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Just down the street in Durham, the Bull City, much of the same. A lot of us seeing those cloudy conditions this morning, Anthony. Counties to our west, our east, are seeing all of that rain, but we're dry for right now.
We are, thankfully, yes. We did see some light showers down to the south, and as you mentioned, the east, and especially along the coast right now. If you're still trying to soak up some of that relaxation for July 4th, not necessarily looking at the most sun filled and quiet forecast for us today. But on the whole, no big potent storm systems, no severe weather on the way the next little while. Here's where we sit right now as we overlook our Durham camera. You can certainly see the cloud cover in the distance, but otherwise it's relatively calm out there as we speak. Temperatures are at 76 in Raleigh and Durham, 76 there in Rocky Mount as well. We're at 75 in Fayetteville. Humidity wise, we are still up there, so you certainly feel the mugginess. It's in that oppressive category. Our dew points right now are at 70, 71 or so. Once you get above about 60, you really start to feel the humidity. I don't see a big time change with those levels here over the next couple of days. So it's still going to feel like summer. It's still going to be those afternoon chances of showers and storms. No completely dry day until we head into next week. And I'll show you that on the 7 day here in a minute. Here's where we sit right now, though, on Dual Doppler 5000. We had the light showers off to the east. That is where they remain right now. Maybe a few light sprinkles still possible down to the south. We head to lunchtime. Again, isolated showers possible there, especially especially for our eastern counties as you head closer to the coast. We start to get in on that coverage here after, let's say, about 2 o'clock. We head through the evening commute into about 9 to 10 o'clock or so. Once we lose that daytime heating, that's when things start to quiet down a little bit. It's going to be very similar to what we saw yesterday. I don't anticipate severe storms today. We're not under a severe risk, but there could be some lightning. There could be some thunder out there and maybe some of those brief heavy downpours that we see this time of year. Near 94 actual air temperatures, it'll feel like 95 to 96 when you factor in that humidity. And then again tomorrow, this is Futurecast for our Friday. Starting off relatively quiet, we head through the morning and then we head into the afternoon, very similar to today and yesterday, really, where we get those storms to bubble up into the afternoon. No day is going to be a complete slam dunk where it's pouring down rain all day long. No day is going to be completely dry at this point. So it's just that pattern we're locked into right now. Let's talk about where we're headed, though. So you notice we don't have any of those temperatures, actual air temperatures, at 97, 98 degrees that we saw the past couple of days, or at least the past week or so. Looking better in that regard, about where we should be for this time of year. We're at 94 tomorrow, 91 on our Saturday, 90 degrees into Sunday. So weekend-wise, weekend plans, they're looking not oppressively uncomfortable. 88 there on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of early next week, looking beautiful. We have tons of sunshine, no rain chances, but certainly keep the umbrella handy here at the next little while, just for those summer storms, Brian.
It is 8:13, almost 8:14 right now. Good news around the triangle. That earlier police activity on 40 westbound right around Lake Wheeler Road clear just a couple of minutes ago. Little bit of a lingering backup there as you head toward the Gorman Street area, but overall traffic's flowing pretty well. And around the rest of Wake County, just check with Raleigh 911. They have a couple of hit-and-run investigations going on, but no crashes at this point. 440 is looking good around the central part of Raleigh. Also on the north side of Raleigh, 540 looks fine there on the that section between Capitol Boulevard out toward the airport interchanges. So we take a live look at I-40 at Aviation Parkway, checking those airport exits this morning. You can see both directions of I-40 moving along well. That westbound trip from Wade Avenue, just a one-minute delay. Again, 540 westbound also looking good from Capitol out to the airport. And leaving Durham, the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound from 15501 between Durham and Chapel Hill all the way through 885 out to 540 and beyond. We're not picking up any significant delays.
All right, Brian, thank you. We're following some breaking news out of New Jersey this morning. Two firefighters have died while fighting a fire on a cargo ship at Port Newark. That's in New Jersey. Officials say the fire started about 9:30 last night on the 10th floor of the ship. That ship is docked there. The firefighters went missing and were later confirmed dead. Crews are still working this morning to get that fire completely under control.
Health experts continue to warn everyone to stay out of the heat and stay hydrated with lots of water. But now a new study is shedding light on what could be lurking in our tap water at a time when we should all be guzzling it. Gary Bumgartner reports.
Water is just water, right? Wrong. According to a new study from the U.S. Geological Survey, drinking water from roughly half of all faucets nationwide likely contain PFAS, commonly referred to as forever chemicals.
PFAS are an acronym for per- and polyfluoroalkylated substances.
The synthetic compounds are near impossible to break down. They've been widely used in many non-stick cooking products, various food packaging, clothing, and more. And over time, they've been seeping into the environment, as well as private and public water systems, especially if companies using PFAS deposit them into wastewater.
They don't break down for a really long time. And in terms of some of these in the environment, it could be years to hundreds of years.
And if the chemicals are ingested by people,
it may take 10 years almost to remove half of what you've been exposed to.
They can carry potentially deadly consequences.
It can cause like cancer. It can cause immunity problems. It can cause liver problems. It can cause kidney problems.
The study from the U.S. Geological Survey examined water samples from taps in more than 700 different locations. Samples were taken between 2016 and 2021 with higher amounts of PFAS found in cities. Officials hope the results will inspire people to treat their drinking water and have it tested.
That was Gary Baumgarten reporting there. Well, the State Highway Patrol is investigating after a woman was found dead a day after she crashed her car. 27-year-old Diamond Powell's car went off I-40 in Orange County around 1:30 in the morning on Tuesday. When first responders arrived, they couldn't find her. There were multiple searches, but still nothing. The woman's family say they conducted their own search and found her body Wednesday morning about a half a mile away. State Highway Patrol says Powell was killed in a hit and run after the initial crash. They're asking anyone with information to come forward.
Something that it might seem minute, but if you were traveling through that area that night and saw something and felt like you have anything that could add to this investigation, we really would hope you would reach out, contact us, and let us look further into that.
And officials say it's not clear if Powell was hit on the shoulder or in the roadway.
We could soon learn more about what was inside documents found at former President Donald Trump's home. A federal judge ruled Wednesday that more information can be released on the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. A handful of news organizations, including NBC News, wanted the full affidavit to come out, but the judge ruled only part of it will. The raid led to last month's 37-count indictment against Trump. He has pleaded not guilty in the case. It's still unclear when the information will come out. Rescue operations are happening in Ukraine this morning after a Russian attack on an apartment building. The airstrike happened this morning in the city of Lviv. At least four people died and dozens more are hurt. This is far from the front lines of the war. Ukrainian officials say this is the heaviest attack on Lviv since Russia invaded Ukraine last year.
Coco Lee, the iconic Hong Kong singer and voice actress, has died days after a suicide attempt. According to a social media post from her sisters, the 48-year-old who suffered from depression attempted to take her life on Sunday. She was hospitalized but could not be revived from a coma. She died on Wednesday. Lee gained global stardom for her work on Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She was also hired to voice the character of Mulan in the Mandarin version of the Disney classic in 1998.
Happening today, President Biden is paying a visit to South Carolina to push his Bidenomics policies. Biden will be in West Columbia this afternoon, where energy technology company Enphase will announce new investments. Biden is also set to announce that U.S. companies have committed more than $500 billion for clean energy since he took office.
We've reported this week on a number of shark encounters along New York and Florida beaches. It's no doubt raising concerns for many people, but experts say it's important to remember we're in fact the visitors when we swim in the ocean. Experts with OSearch point out sharks are not hunting humans. Most attacks on humans are mistakes due to poor water visibility or sharks just being curious. The other important point is recognizing the difference between a shark bite and a shark attack.
When a shark bites, it's smaller and it makes a mistake, or it's going after prey and you're sort of in the way. That's one level of a problem. A shark attack, though, which implies that the shark is really trying to kill and feed on the person, that is so incredibly rare.
And experts say another important point is shark bites are more serious. Deadly shark attacks are less common than they have been in the past.
Folks hoping to travel abroad better be sure to apply for the passport in plenty of time. The estimated time to get one now is 10 to 13 weeks. That's a new one. There is an option of 7 to 9 weeks expedited for an extra $60. Now, the State Department says it doesn't expect to be back at pre-pandemic processing times until the end of the year. Part of it is due to a surge in demand, with more than 500,000 applications being received weekly. The agency says that it has authorized up to 40,000 overtime hours each month to help with the backlog.
And safety upgrades are coming to a busy section of Bragg Boulevard in Cumberland County. DOT approved the $6.5 million project this week. They'll close median openings and install pedestrian signals and crosswalks at five different intersections. The work will take place along 1.5-mile stretch of Bragg Boulevard. Work should begin in August and be finished by next fall. And the Cumberland County Animal Shelter is full and it needs help finding home for pets. All adoption fees are now waived, with cats, kittens, and large dogs being free. The animals do, however, have to be at least 6 months old. The shelter is open Monday through Friday from 11 to 5:30 and Saturday from 1 to 5.
Wolfspeed just signed a 10-year contract to help make semiconductors for a Japan-based company. It is the latest update on the company's plans for the plant being built in Chatham County. It'll be the company's fifth plant in the U.S. The investment into the company is a big boost for semiconductor manufacturing.
New data this morning shows using marijuana could increase your risk of surgery complications. That's according to a University of Texas Health Science Center study. Complications include blood clots, stroke, breathing issues, even death. Previous studies found smoking marijuana impacts blood flow to the brain and body, contributes to airway blockages, and also raises blood pressure and heart rate. This can make recovery from surgery more difficult.
The fifth annual Lumbee Film Festival starts tonight in Pembroke. It features 13 original films directed by indigenous filmmakers. Each session will feature a question and answer period with the filmmakers. The festival runs through Saturday night on the campus of UNC Pembroke.
Coming up, more than 80 acres of farmland is being transformed into a healing space. How it will not only help animals, but children as well.
Plus, the first drug to slow Alzheimer's could get FDA approval today. How the drug works and how many people in our state it could help.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are starting off sunny, a couple clouds in the sky, but we're getting into that typical summer pattern. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione here with a look at who could possibly see some storms later.
Yeah, we're starting off here relatively quiet, thankfully, but this afternoon, really all of us have that chance of seeing some pop-up storms. It's just that summertime, get the heat and humidity going, and then we see the result here with some storms this afternoon. We're going to be near 90 for actual air temperatures, feeling probably like 95. Those for us today, and then back in the low triple digits for Friday and Saturday. No heat advisories coming out, though. It's not quite to that 105 criteria. We look along the coast as well today, not necessarily looking like the best forecast there. They are also talking some scattered showers and storms with highs there, Brian, in the 80s.
Just getting reports of a crash, Anthony, on that ramp from 440 westbound onto northbound Capitol Boulevard. You can see that red showing up on the ramp itself, and then some ramp delays showing up on 440 westbound coming in from New Bern Avenue back toward Capitol. So I want to keep that in mind there in Raleigh. Want to head out to Hillsborough to that 85-86 interchange. And of course, the work continues on the bridge there, the 86 bridge. But traffic on 85 northbound leaving Hillsborough heading toward Durham looking all right this morning. Measuring just a 1 minute delay from I-40 all the way out toward the 147 split.
All right, thank you, Brian. A shooting that left a 4-year-old dead and 15-year-old fighting for her life is renewing the call for solutions to gun violence in Durham. Police responding to an overdose call to a home yesterday found those kids shot. Both of them were rushed to the hospital where that 4-year-old girl died. Coming up next on Fox 50, Anthony Baglione will be back with today's possible rain. And then next on Today, how a Facebook group is helping family reconnect all over the world.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Heading through today, we continue to watch our storm chances and really into the weekend. I'll go over the timing on future casts, show you when we get some dry weather coming up.
A community calling for an end to gun violence. They're saying they're devastated after a 4-year-old girl was shot and killed.
A new drug set for full FDA approval today could help millions who are suffering with Alzheimer's. Why medical experts say this medicine could be a game changer.
8:30 is the time right now. Certainly glad you are joining us for news. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. It feels good to be back.
Yeah,
back
welcome
at the desk.
Back.
Thank you. Had a nice little vacation, but we are back, and we're back with some summer pattern weather here. See a little sunshine, then you see some rain, and it's just on and off. I think that's what we're going to see today. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione has everything for us. Anthony, some rain on the coast right now, too.
Yeah, the coast is not necessarily looking like the best forecast today. We're going to be a little bit drier than that, at least for the first half of our Thursday. We saw that batch that's currently back toward New Bern. That was in our direction here, at least our southern areas. earlier this morning. Once that continues to push off to the east, and really right now, we're going to see a nice lull in between the coverage and then into this afternoon. By no means is it a complete washout for us, but I do think scattered storms are going to be a likelihood, let's say after about 2 o'clock or so, we bump that coverage up to 30 to 40% chance. So that evening commute, or if you're out and about this evening, let's say taking the dog out for a walk, you may want to have that umbrella just in case. Otherwise, where we sit here temperature-wise, it's pretty nice. We're at 76 in Raleigh, 76 in Durham. You factor in the humidity, though. That's what gets us this time of year. We're going to see high temperatures climb to right about where we should be at 89 to 90, but it will feel hotter than that with those feels-like temperatures, probably right about 95 to 96 into the day tomorrow and into the weekend. We have even warmer weather on the way. I'll talk about how hot it will feel, plus those weekend storm chances, guys, coming up here in a few minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. This morning, we are pushing investigators for more details about the man who was arrested after shooting in Durham that left a 4-year-old girl dead and a 15-year-old fighting for her life. We still don't know his connection to Wednesday's shooting. It happened at a home on North Guthrie Avenue at about 1:45 in the afternoon Wednesday. Now, police responding to that call of an overdose found those kids shot. Both of them were rushed to the hospital where the 4-year-old girl died. Police took a man into custody in connection with those shootings. And with this latest shooting, there are now more than 20 young people who have been shot in Durham this year. This is video from some of those scenes. Parents and community organizers tell WRL they're devastated and frustrated and tired of waiting for answers.
We go to city council meetings and we have, you know, moments of silence, but there's no proactive measures being taken. We've been going back and forth over the last years about gun violence here in the city, and nothing's being done.
Police are asking anyone with information to call the Durham Police Department or Crime Stoppers.
Today, help could be on the way for millions of people living with Alzheimer's. For the first time, the FDA may give full approval to a drug that's designed to slow the progression of the disease. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains how it works and the hope it's providing.
That drug is called Leqembi. A clinical trial showed that the drug slowed down cognitive decline by 27% in patients who were in the early stage of Alzheimer's, a disease that's impacting more than 300,000 North Carolinians. Here's how the drug works. It identifies and attacks certain proteins that are in your body when you have Alzheimer's. When it breaks down those proteins, it slows down the disease. If the drug gets approved today, Leqembi would be the first drug that slows the progression of Alzheimer's to get full FDA approval. It's expected to cost around $25,000 a year for treatment, this from the North Carolina Medical Society. Leqembi was fast-tracked for FDA approval back in January. You may have heard of the drug Aduhelm. It's very similar to Leqembi. It slows the progression of Alzheimer's, but that only has conditional FDA approval, and its benefits haven't been fully proven. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after a shooting on Newbern Avenue. This happened in the Friendship Plaza shopping center near Wake Med around 8:30 last night. Police say a man was shot in the leg. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Police have not released any information about potentially who did this.
And Raleigh police are also investigating two other shootings that happened in the city. A man was shot on Brewer Street near Five Points about 6 o'clock yesterday evening. And just a few hours before that, another man was shot at the On Point gun range in Northeast Raleigh. The man was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
The GOP-led legislature is likely to overturn three new vetoes issued by Governor Roy Cooper. Yesterday, Cooper vetoed the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. It would force teachers or other school employees to out transgender children to their parents, even if the student opposes it. He also vetoed a bill that would ban schools from allowing trans girls to play girls' sports from middle school through college age. And he vetoed a bill banning doctors from providing medical care to transgender people under the age of 18, like puberty blockers or surgery, even if parents approve.
This morning, the State Board of Elections will consider certifying a new voting system for upcoming elections. This is video from a demonstration of the software last week. It's designed to prepare, cast, and count ballots and includes ballot tabulators, marking devices, and election management computers. A certified voting system testing laboratory says the system meets the requirements of the state.
Tonight, we'll learn more about what will be included in Rollsville's Main Street corridor. The town plans to develop Main Street and turn it into a true town center. Town staff recommends defining that corridor as any property within 500 feet of the Main Street center line between Highway 401 and Young Street. Town leaders will talk about these plans at the meeting tonight at 7.
It's another day with no Powerball winner. The jackpot is now an estimated $590 million after no one won last night. If you win, the take-home cash value would be a little more than $300 million. The next drawing is Saturday night on WREL, and you'll want to check your numbers because someone in North Carolina won $100,000. Those numbers right there on your screen, 17, 24, 48, 62, and 68. The Powerball is 23.
At least five people are in the hospital this morning, including two children, after being shot at a Florida apartment complex. Police in Fort Lauderdale say a group of people confronted another group in the courtyard of that complex, and that's when the shots were fired. It happened last night, just before 9. Investigators have not made any arrests.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, that mercenary leader who led an ill-fated coup attempt against the Kremlin is reportedly in Russia. That's according to the president of Belarus. Now, the trouble is Yevgeny Prigozhin has not been seen since that coup attempt was called off a few weeks ago. Now, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says the Wagner Group, the troops are still in their field camps. Now, those are the same troops that carried out this challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin's rule. Now, all this is raising new questions about that deal brokered by Lukashenko to allow Prigozhin to move to Belarus in exchange to end that rebellion. Again, there's been no sign of Prigozhin since this all went down.
Authorities in Texas plan to release more information today in the case of a man who was reported missing as a teen and was reportedly found over the weekend. At least one neighbor insists Rudy Farias was never missing and his mom was holding him inside their home. A community activist who met with Houston police detectives yesterday says that he ran away 8 years ago but came back 2 days later. He says Farias' mother kept him inside the home ever since.
She had convinced him that he was in so much trouble for initially running away, and she gave this boy serious drugs to the point to where this boy needs extensive professional help.
No charges have been brought against the mother at this time.
Coming up on 20 minutes before 9, shocking new details about the man accused of shooting and killing five people in Philadelphia. What he says his motives were for shooting people, including children, in his neighborhood. Plus,
we're just thankful that we're here to be able to share this story.
Only on WREL, a family of six shares their story of how they lost their home in a 4th of July fire.
We'll give you a live look at Lewisburg this morning as well. Good morning to you. We may get some rain today in certain areas. Anthony Baglione will tell us where we can expect to see some of those showers. .42 is the time right now. Live look downtown Raleigh, Museum of Natural Sciences right there, and some blue skies creeping in amongst those clouds right now. Anthony Baglione is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. A different look from our WRL Live Cam network, but humidity everywhere you look.
Humidity everywhere, yeah. This is a look from our newest camera here in the Live Camera Network from White Lake. It is usually, and it still is, a pretty nice shot out there. However, we do have the cloud cover sticking with us. There's definitely some sunshine peeking through in some spots. But look how calm that water is. It is just so still, and that's kind of what we're seeing out there for most of us today. A pretty calm picture. We have some of the filtered sunshine. We look at our cloud satellite here. You can kind of pick out where we've started to see those increases. A lot of our viewing area, yes. We'll call it, at this point, almost mostly cloudy, leaning more toward that side of the things. I do think as we head, though, into this afternoon and evening, we'll see this kind of look with some sunshine filtering through like we're seeing now, and then we'll get some storms also popping up. Here's where we sit right now as we sweep on dual Doppler 5000. This is live radar. You can see the bulk of that coverage is off to our east. A lot of our viewing area at this point is nice and dry, so I'm not anticipating any big issues for us over the next couple of hours. Let's time out Futurecast, though. Because very similar to what we saw yesterday afternoon. We'll get a few storms bubbling up in the afternoon with that heating, and then once we head past sunset or so, they should start to fizzle out. We had, let's say, about 2 o'clock up until about 7 or 8 or so is a pretty good time frame for you. 5 o'clock, notice we're not seeing everyone talking the rainfall and storms and things like that. This would, if this model were to verify, it would be especially our southern areas. Hit or miss coverage through the rest of this afternoon. It is just a very typical pattern for what we see this time of year, where we get that heat, they bubble up, and then they fizzle out. So that's what we're going for today. High temperatures as opposed to yesterday, probably a couple degrees cooler. I have us right near that 90 degree mark, and so by no means cold, but it's going to be about where we should be for this time of year. Humidity is still with us. It'll probably feel about 95 today or so with that actual, the heat index with the humidity factored in. Then we go back up in the low triple digits here for Friday and Saturday. Heat advisory criteria is 105, so I don't think we'll quite get there, but tomorrow and Saturday, certainly we still have that humidity, and it will feel a little bit more like summer here as opposed to today. There is future cast into tomorrow, so I want to show you here as we close out the week as well. It's basically a carbon copy forecast of what we're seeing today. Starting off pretty quiet, we head into the afternoon, we get some sunshine, and you guessed it, there's the bubble up storms tomorrow evening. So if you have Friday evening night plans, things like that going out tomorrow night, you may want to pack that umbrella along with you. I only have a set about a 40% chance at this point. We're at 91 on Saturday, 90 degrees into Sunday. As we head into next week, we still keep tons of sunshine there Tuesday and Wednesday. Those are the days at this point where I do not have any rain chances in the forecast. Otherwise, it's going to be a good bet here, like I said, to pack the umbrella, just take it along just in case here with those storm chances through the weekend, Michelle.
The much-anticipated Amazon Prime Day starts next week, Tuesday, July 11th, but there's another store offering their own version starting on Sunday. And WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here with us this morning with the details on both promotions. Faye, we are so excited. What are some of the deals we can expect?
Well, Michelle, I'm right there with you, and there are some fantastic deals coming. So the Target Deal Days event is taking place this coming Sunday, July 9th through Friday, July 15th for Target Circle members. And there will be some of the biggest sales of the season, according to the company, including great buys on the Keurig K-Mini coffee maker, girls' clothing, pool toys, gift card offers for health and beauty and household essentials, and much more. You'll be able to see a list of the top deals that I will put together for you at the crack of dawn on Sunday over on the Smart Shopper column. Plus, yeah, very exciting. Plus, Amazon Prime Day is coming. That runs Tuesday, July 11th through Wednesday, July 12th for Prime members. But there are a bunch of early deals going on right now, and I can bet that on Sunday they're going to have some fantastic buys to rival that Target Deal Days event. Right now you can get 14 Prime video channels for only 99 cents a month each for 2 months, including things like Stars and Cinemax. And the Fire TV Stick 4K is only $22.99, which is 54% off for Prime members. And of course, I've got a list of top Prime Day early deals right now on the Smart Shopper column, and I'll have a huge list on Tuesday morning.
Oh my gosh, I love it, Faye. You also have a list of some of the top grocery deals to share with us, as always, right?
Absolutely. You got to eat with all that shopping, right? So Haas avocados, 49 cents each over at Aldi. Cherries, only $2.49 a pound at Publix and $2.99 a pound for My Lidl members at Lidl. Schenck portion ham, chicken thighs and chicken drumsticks, only 99 cents a pound over at Food Lion. And London broil at a good price over at Lowe's Foods for $3.99 a pound. Plus, if you like subs, the Fresh Foods Market whole subs over at the Harris Teeter Deli, only $6.99 each this week. And of course, you can see all the top grocery deals over on the Smart Shopper column.
Food and online deals. I love it so much, Faye. Thank you. And for more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WREL.com and look for this consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Faye, thank you as always.
Thanks, Michelle.
Philadelphia police say the person accused of shooting and killing five people said he wanted to clean up the neighborhood. 40-year-old Kim Brady Carricker appeared in court for the first time Wednesday for the July 3rd ambush. Two children were also hurt in the attack. The district attorney says the shooting was obviously planned. Investigators say Carricker was armed with an AR-15 style rifle, multiple rounds of ammunition, and was wearing a bulletproof vest. Authorities say some people who lived with the shooter say he often wore a bulletproof vest. Investigators are now looking into social media posts made by Carriker about weapons and pro-gun groups.
Only on WREL, a Knightdale family of six who lost their home in a 4th of July fire is sharing their story as they work to rebuild. The fire happened in the Poplar Creek subdivision just off of Pool Road, and the WREL breaking news tracker captured flames shooting out of that home. Teron and Catherine Brown moved into the home 7 months ago, and they shared how grateful they are that everyone got out safely.
I say we blessed. Because, you know, this could have happened at night. I'm just thankful that we're here to be able to share this story.
The Browns are both counselors for Wake County Schools. A GoFundMe has been started to help the family. The couple is stressing that everyone should have an escape plan. It is so important. Well, from Stranger Things on stage to Taylor Swift announcing who's joining her on her tour, we have that and more in today's Hollywood Nation with Ashley Dvorkin.
Yeah. Thank you.
A final season announced. Taylor's tour extends and curtains up on the Upside Down in the Hollywood Nation. A new teaser for the Stranger Things stage adaptation, Stranger Things: The First Shadow, teases it could reveal what's coming up in season 5 for Eleven and friends in Hawkins, Indiana. The video for the play features clips of the Netflix series and states it takes audiences right back to the beginning of the Stranger Things story, and it might hold the key to what comes next. The First Shadow starts at the Phoenix Theater in London, November 17th. Taylor Swift added 14 stops to her UK Europe Eras tour and revealed Paramore will be joining her. The superstar shared her excitement about how she and Paramore's Hayley Williams have been friends since they were teens in Nashville, and now they get to frolic around the UK Europe next summer. That leg of the tour starts in Paris September 5th. Swift's U.S. shows wrap August 9th in Los Angeles. And in the meantime, Taylor is releasing Speak Now, Taylor's version, Friday.
I just wanted to let you know a little bit about myself.
In today's First Looks, it's the fourth and final season of Netflix's Sex Education. The show says the season will be full of love, laughter, tears, friendship, new relationships, and old. Dan Levy is among the new cast members joining this last chapter, which premieres September 21st.
Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
You want to be on extra alert the next time you head to the beach. Not only are there rip currents, but there's a creature lurking in the water. It's coming on shore, and it is harmful. It's a Portuguese man of war. They've been spotted at beaches like Surf City, Oak Island, and Sunset Beach. Similar to jellyfish, they have a powerful sting. So far, six people have been stung at Oak Island. We talked to a first responder there who explained what you should do if you come across a man of war on your next beach trip.
Cover it up if you can, you know, cover up with sand, because that way somebody else won't accidentally step on it. Leave it alone. If you know, you're not going to get it back in the water. Once they hit the land, they're dead. They're done. If you do get stung, the best thing they want you to do is flush the area. If you have vinegar, that's the best because it neutralizes the toxin.
So a heads up as well. He says when they hit the beach, they're dead, but they can still sting you weeks after they've washed ashore. So be on the lookout for those purple flags. They indicate an abundance of potentially hazardous marine life like those man-o-wars.
Be careful. Well, 83 acres of farmland in rural Chapel Hill is being transformed into a one-of-a-kind healing space and sanctuary for animals and youth. Located 15 minutes from downtown, Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary will be ready to welcome its first animals this fall. The finished site will include full-service veterinary clinics and surgical centers, fields of open space for rescued dogs and cats, a horse ranch, hiking trails, training centers, and workshops for youth.
Our goal here is to bring animals in, give them a safe place to decompress, do behavior evaluations, give them the, you know, amazing medical care, and then have them go to a foster. So they're not coming right out of a shelter into a foster home, kind of just all terrified, because it's very traumatic in shelters for animals.
And you can learn more about the people behind Beautiful Together and their mission by finding their story on WREL.com. And before we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.